Good afternoon. Today we're going to talk about memory. Not memory like studying for an exam. Not memory like nostalgia. I mean memory in the strictest, least romantic sense. What survives because forgetting is expensive? Last time, we saw that stable systems can't afford ignorance. They have to notice patterns. They have to respond differently than before. They have to let the past affect the future. That already gives you information. But information is fragile. Most information doesn't last. Let me start with an example. Write something in sand. The wind comes. It's gone. Write something in wet cement. It hardens. Now it's difficult to remove. Both are records. Only one is memory. Why? Because erasing it costs effort. Here's the key idea today. Memory is not about remembering. Memory is about persistence. If a trace sticks around long enough to change what happens next, it counts. If it fades before it matters, it doesn't. Now here's something important. Most memory is bad. That sounds strange, but it's true. Imagine a system that remembers everything. Every fluctuation. Every noise spike. Every tiny accident. Such a system would be paralyzed. It would react to ghosts. It would amplify randomness. It would drown in its own past. That system collapses quickly. So survivable memory has to be picky. It doesn't store events. It stores lessons. It doesn't say, this exact thing happened. It says, this kind of thing leads to trouble. Or, this response reduces damage. That's compressed memory. Let me give you a human example. Touch a hot stove once. You don't remember every detail. The temperature. The angle. The lighting. You remember one thing. Don't do that again. That's memory doing its job. Now here's the subtle part. Memory doesn't live in a special place. It can live in a bent piece of metal, a worn path, a strengthened connection, a suppressed reaction. Any change that biases future behavior because of past failure counts. That means memory is everywhere. You just don't usually call it that. Once memory exists, something breaks. Symmetry. The system no longer treats all futures equally. Some paths are easier. Some are harder. Some are blocked entirely. That's irreversible. You can't unlearn a scar without rebuilding the whole structure. And now, the most counterintuitive part. Forgetting is not the opposite of memory. Forgetting is part of memory. If you can't forget, outdated lessons pile up, constraints conflict, the system freezes. Good systems forget aggressively. They keep only what still prevents collapse. Think about immune systems. They remember threats. But they also forget. Or else they attack everything. Memory that can't decay becomes pathology. As systems grow more complex, memory changes role. At first, it's accidental. A side effect. Later, it becomes protected. Structures arise whose main job is to store memory safely, to shield it from noise, to update it carefully. At that point, the system is no longer just reacting. It is historical. Let me be very clear. Nothing here implies intention. Nothing implies planning. Nothing implies meaning. Memory exists because repeating failure is costly. Systems that don't remember disappear. We only see the ones that do. So here's today's takeaway. Memory is not about the past. It's about avoiding the same collapse twice. And the universe is ruthless about that. Next time, we'll talk about what happens when memory becomes good enough that errors are no longer fatal. When systems stop just remembering mistakes and start correcting them. That's when things start to feel almost law-like again. See you next class.